here's a story from The World.
President Joe Biden made it official.
Today, we're taking a major step that will supercharge the global fight against this pandemic.
He announced the U.S. is donating 500 million Pfizer coronavirus vaccine doses to global vaccination efforts. Biden was speaking in Cornwall, England, ahead of the G7 summit, which starting tomorrow will convene leaders from the world's largest developed economies.
This is about our responsibility, our humanitarian obligation, to save as many lives as we can.
Global vaccine distribution is seen as a key equity issue at the summit. So is funding for climate change. Joining me is the world's environment correspondent, Carolyn Beeler, for our weekly Big Fix segment. And Carolyn, when it comes to climate change solutions, fixing big is a pretty good way to explain what they're trying to do in England this week, right?
That's right. Prime Minister Boris Johnson, the host of this weekend's meeting, is hoping to broker a climate finance deal at the meeting. That means funding for developing countries to switch to renewable energy and deal with the impacts of climate change by building things like seawalls and strengthening infrastructure. The Times of London is calling what he's proposing a Marshall Plan for climate change, focused on large-scale renewable energy projects across Africa and parts of Asia. And this follows similar calls from the UN Secretary General, Antonio Guterres, and from developing countries themselves for G7 leaders at this summit to significantly increase this kind of funding.
So we've been hearing calls coming out of the G7 summit for wealthier nations to do more on vaccines for poorer countries. And it seems like in a similar way, there's a call for more funding to deal with climate change.
That's right. They're both seen as matters of equity. Rich countries have done the most to cause global warming. And now the question is, are they going to help the countries that are, you know, dealing with it the most? Richer countries are not on track to meet a promise that they made back in 2009 to mobilize $100 billion of climate finance by last year. Estimates suggest they're about $20 billion behind. And that is only a fraction of, you know, what the UN says these countries will need to deal with the very big impacts of climate change.
This is not a new movement, Carolyn, for financing the fixes to climate change. Why has it risen to the top of the agenda at this G7 meeting in Cornwall?
Because not only is the UK hosting this meeting this weekend, they're also hosting the next big UN climate summit in Glasgow, Scotland in November. Developing countries see this meeting this weekend as the last best chance for richer nations to put this issue to bed, this financing issue, before that meeting. At the summit, you know, they're going to have to work out a bunch of other details like new emissions targets. And Rachel Kite, a former climate negotiator and the dean of the Fletcher School at Tufts University, says, you know, the climate change negotiations are going to get stuck on this issue if it's not resolved ahead of time.
We can't take it off the table before we get to the climate talks in Glasgow if we can't deal with it at the G7. So this is beginning to look like diplomatic ineptitude amongst the rich countries.
Kite says she's hoping that the UK can reach a deal, which would likely be outlined in these communiques that are released at the end of the G7 meetings.
They should be able to just say, this is how we're going to get to 100 billion. It is now met. This is now the commitment for an increased amount. And we are going to get all the other countries to participate in that.
So, Carolyn, what happens if that doesn't happen, if a deal is not reached?
Well, the U.S. and the U.K. have both already said that they're going to double their climate finance over the next 5 years. But if they can't get other countries to join in, it's likely to deepen the rifts between developed and developing countries that have developed and emerged over the years at climate change talks. Salim Ul-Haq is a climate expert in Bangladesh and a veteran negotiator.
If they're going to have any credibility or trust, they're going to have to deliver what they were supposed to have delivered for 2020. And then there's another $100 billion due in 2021. So to me, the issue is credibility of the world's leaders, whether we believe anything they say at all.
The whole Paris climate change deal is built on trust. Very little of it is legally binding. So what comes out of this G7 summit this weekend could impact how climate negotiations unfold in the fall.
The world's environment correspondent, Carolyn Beeler. Thanks very much, Carolyn.
You're welcome, Marco.